You're on Energy Groove Radio. We are live around the world from energy-groove.com on TuneIn and iHeartRadio. My name's Brad. This is the Music Weekly. Jackson will be back in the studio very shortly, but right now, Perth hip-hop legend Draft is joining me to unpack his latest single, which is called Problem Here, and it features Complete and Eli Green Eyes, and it's lifted from the album Shadows and Shinings, which is actually out today. Draft, thanks heaps for joining me on the show today. I guess, first up, how's your head feeling now that this album is done, dusted, and pretty much out?
Thanks for having me. I don't know. It's such a whirlwind, a record cycle, and yeah, it's kind of never ending. You think, oh, I'm going to finish this album, and then I'm going to have a lot more time on my hands, but it's just never the case. One thing finishes, another thing starts. All positive, but because I'm self-managed as well, it's sort of all-consuming at the same time.
Let's talk about Problem Here. What was the spark that got this track started? From what I understand, this was the last track you wrote for the album, and it kind of coincided with the time that you bought some property, from what I understand.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to get Complete on a song for the record. He's a really close friend of mine from Perth, and same with Eli Green Eyes in mind. So I wanted both of those guys on just an individual track. 2020 was a year that was a bit brutal for many people. Over in Perth, we weren't necessarily hit too heavily by COVID, but it felt like I was just thrown spanner after spanner after spanner. So I was kind of dealing with other first world problems my end, buying this half an acre block with a beautiful house, a swimming pool, studio here in Perth, spending a whole heap of money on it. And then as soon as I moved in, planes started to fly over. And I was thinking, fuck, like with the viewing of the house, there was no plane. So they basically showed me the house, and it's on the outer skirts of Perth on a hill. And only particular days planes fly. It's within a plane flight path. And anyway, planes start flying over. And then I had to do some stuff in the roof to try and get the insulation reworked, because there was no insulation in the roof, being all the ceilings were open, and I found a termite ridden beam. There was that, and then literally 2 weeks later, summer started to kick over and snakes started to appear in my backyard. I've got a 2-year-old daughter at home, so it was just one thing after the other. So I thought, why not turn a negative into a positive and put it on the record?
Yeah, well, it turned out to be a cracker of a tune, but
Yeah, there was one benefit behind all that shit happening to me.
Those are pretty serious circumstances, though. I mean, you hear a few stories of people buying property and finding some quirks around it, but having termites, snakes, and then planes flying over when you're a musician who needs to record, obviously in your studios and stuff, that's pretty hectic.
I was so overwhelmed by all these things happening as well. I was like a deer in headlights, just like, how am I going to sort this out? I looked at like basically selling it straight away, and I'm still here. I'm sitting in the house now, and none of those things bother me anymore. Like I've done a bunch of work on the house where it is treated for sound, and I barely even recognize the planes flying over now. So yeah, it's sorted itself out, thankfully.
Good. So you're feeling a little bit more at home there now?
I am indeed. It's so weird. Like I release these songs up to a year after they're written, and then once they're out in the world, people will hit me up. Oh, are you okay? Like, we just heard this song on the radio. And I was like, yeah, I'm completely fine. All that stuff happened a year ago. I'm way past it now. But people like now approach me like I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown when I'm, you know, a lot of this stuff is in the moment, my venting outlet and I get it off my chest and then I'm completely fine. But then people don't hear it for a year, maybe a year and a half later, and it's like, no, I'm fine. This is way in the past. So, yeah, it's pretty amusing.
Well, this album sounds particularly personal in its writing, and it does feel like you're sharing a lot of the ups and downs that you've experienced with us and a few lessons learned along the way. It's all pretty real stuff. So how cathartic has been writing this album been for you?
This, you know, for me, music has always been my therapy. Like since I was 17, 18, it's always been the voice of reason and a way just to get stuff off my chest and turn those negative situations into a positive. And I always feel like once I focus on something, shed light on that particular shadow, it then dissolves. So it's always been a part of my natural evolution as a person and also the evolution of me as an artist. So it's incredibly cathartic and yeah, they all have a purpose, those songs for sure.
Now, you're quoted as saying that this album kind of feels like it's meant to be slotted in just after your 2011 release, The Life of Riley. Can you elaborate a bit on that? Is this album somewhat of a spiritual follow-up to that LP?
I kind of meant more just from a passion perspective. Like I started writing music when I was 18, 19, and it's been somewhat of a snowball from that point onwards. And after The Life of Riley and the success of that record and just being put through the ringer of the touring cycle and whatnot, I lost a lot of passion and I lost a lot of fire as well. And I just didn't really know if I wanted to continue releasing music at the same pace that I was. So I took some time off and reevaluated the whole situation and opened a restaurant here in Perth and then I started writing again. And some of that passion came back. And 4 or 5 years later, I released an album called Seven Mirrors. But to be completely honest, I didn't have the confidence within my ability that I had previously, and I felt like I had to rework a bunch of stuff and get back to, I don't know, doing it from a place of love. And it's only just now that I feel like I'm back writing for the right reasons and writing with purpose and really enjoying the process as well. And yeah, it's a weird thing. I think a lot of people just would tend just to give up and try something else, but it's always been such a part of who I am and my identity that I just couldn't see myself doing anything else.
That's really interesting that you mentioned you opened a restaurant. I didn't know that about you. What were the circumstances that led to that? Is food another passion of yours?
It is. It totally is. It was an organic restaurant here in Perth, and I've sort of suffered from a bunch of health issues from a child all the way up until now. And I opened an organic restaurant that catered for people with similar health complications, because when I was touring, that was one of the biggest problems. I couldn't find anywhere that I could eat. So I came home and I unknowingly had been doing all this research over the last 15 years on my own health that I decided to put it into practice and open a restaurant that, yeah, again, would cater for people in my position. So, totally blinded by the fact that hospitality is so fucking hard. And I was there like working 18 hours a day just to keep this thing afloat. I love hospo and I loved the 4 years that I had within the restaurant, but you know, I would happily go back to music in a breath when the choice was there for sure. But and opening the restaurant, I went from one industry that is like open to so much criticism to another industry that's open to even more criticism, but they actually tell you the shit they don't like to your face. And it was so tough. So I think, you know, one of the reasons I'm here as an individual is to just be okay with people having bad days and shoveling their criticism onto you.
Wow. Well, we're very glad that you continued on with your music because the album is so solid and it's such a fully realized piece of work, and it features some pretty interesting collaborations. So I just want to touch on the collabs you have. So one of the notable ones for me, because I've interviewed him, is Eli Greeneyes, who's such an amazing vocalist. But you also featured Dune Rats as well, which are a kind of local punk act, completely different genre to hip hop. How did that come about? And I guess, what did you learn by working with those guys?
Oh, those dudes are three of my closest friends within the industry. And that song stemmed from another song that we have on an earlier record of mine called Mexico. We released this song 2016, went to Mexico, shot the video together, and basically just drunk a whole lot of margaritas and had a whole bunch of fun. And that's those dudes in a nutshell. So when it came around to writing this album and being somewhat of a family affair, I had to get them on another song, and they're so easy to work with. And that was another song that just came together within 2 days. Like, sometimes these songs can take up to, you know, anywhere between 3 to 6 months to write. And then sometimes you just get a magical one that just spawns over the space of a few days. And that was one of them.
Now, the whole album is very well realized, as I was just saying, but I'm always curious about random little interludes and intros that pop onto albums. So I just wanted to pick your brain quickly about the intro that you've created for this album. It sets the mood very well. Where did that speech come from? Is that a sample that you've used, or did you write that yourself and get a performer? How did that go?
No, that's a sample that I stumbled across online from a pastor in the States, and it just really embodied the record in its entirety. So I was just, I've been pretty lucky with digging samples of that nature. And I think that's what I sort of mean going back to sort of the next record on after The Life of Riley as well, because I was incredibly fortunate to stumble across a bunch of samples that really captured the vibe on that album as well. So it just seemed to work out.
Well, finally, Draft, before I take up too much more of your time, the album is out today, and there has been some shows booked around it. What's the deal with them currently? Are they all going ahead, or is it kind of play it by ear at this stage?
At the moment, all East Coast shows have been canned due to COVID and the latest action and the hard stance on our WA border. So at the moment, I can only kind of concentrate on the WA shows that we've got planned, and a Tasmania show, because we don't have the quarantine standard coming back in from Tassie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we want to get back to, you know, Victoria and New South Wales and Adelaide and Queensland as soon as we can, but it's all sort of COVID permitting at the moment, unfortunately. So
yeah,
hopefully by the end of the year or even early next, we can get back there and, you know, we'll get some form of normality moving forward.
Well, it'll just give us more time to learn all the lyrics to all the songs on the album. So when you do come back.
Exactly. My thoughts, exactly. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for your time, Draft. Congrats on Shadows and Shinings. It is out now.
You've probably seen me, yeah? Your Instagram, or on the brink of insanity with a drink in hand. A little hint of anger, but I'm a simple man. Alright, complete, let's remember the 3 steps. Deep breaths, reset, then refresh. Then reminisce on your regrets and be stressed. Now take it out on the first person that beeps next. Reject! That was a bit cruel, there's no fix. Even when I'm grabbing a fistful of amethyst crystals, my anger is a ravenous pitbull to resist this while stabbing a pistol. Now there's a line forming, but there's a person in front of me and they ain't walking. Shopping trips can quickly be the apocalypse, and people just ask what my problem is. Oh, my name's Norman. Calm down, try to meditate. Let your emotions go, give your head a break. Tomorrow will be a better day. Then tomorrow comes, and it's the very same as yesterday.
Saying them calm goals. Most of the time I'm biting my tongue, holding back, fuck you. Dodging people rolling around like a commando. Ducking small talk and all the what you've been up to. Well, I'm struggling, I'm getting shorter as I'm older, like Benjamin Button. I can't stomach most people let me think, how did Hannibal do it? I'm great though. Nah, I am. I got a dog who don't listen, a daughter who don't sleep. Most people they call when they want something from me. I'm so blessed. Can't forget I just found a termite's nest up in my roof. I wanna kill Greg too. He said, buy this place, Paul, it's great, you'll get birds. And all I got was planes. He said, you want worms, the garden's got heaps. More like snakes, ain't three this week, but I'm great.
You sure you're okay, man?
Can't complain.
Fuck you, Greg.
Nah, I'm great, I'm great.
Well, at least you're close to the airport, am I right?
Not now, mate.
There ain't no problem.